We're in Simen Yud, Sif Yud Beis. So the Mechaber says, Marbushim Shebemitzrayim, the Begodim in Mitzrayim, and the Kroim Guchash, Gechein Mintigi, Do Almenish, the Kapatanish, Ufidinish, Shebetagalmo, So even though they have four corners, they're potter. Now, Atam, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Atam Ayin Bebeis Yosef. So we mentioned yesterday, now these begodim were very long begodim that wore them over all the other begodim. Was like an overcoat, and it was open from the top to the bottom, and theoretically, if there was no collars, it was open from the top to the bottom, it was a very long coat, and you had four corners. You had two corners on the top, and two corners on the bottom of the coat. So the Beis Yosef mentioned, so why are you not chayev betzitzis? We have here four corners. So the Beis Yosef, we mentioned this yesterday, says two reasons. One reason, he says, because this coat was only put on l'shem kovid, not l'shem chimum. That means they had another coat which warmed them up. And this coat was only put on for kovid. So he says, I beg it that there's no physical hanor from it, only to shame kovid. That's not called a shame beged. That's one reason, he says. And then he says another reason, he mentioned that since these were very long coats, and if you put the tzitzis, the two tzitzis on the bottom of the coat, you'd always be stepping over them, and you'd have to fix the tzitzis every few weeks. The Torah wanted you should put tzitzis on such a long beged. So these are the two reasons. That's what the Mechaber says. All these begodim had this similar style. That is what the Mechaber says. Now, on this Mechaber, the Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef vehemently disagrees with these two reasons that the Mechaber says that the potter from tzitzis. The first reason was because it's only l'shem kovid. You're not wearing it for hanos chimon. So on that, the Darkei Moshe says, so our talism should also be put. We don't put on our talis for warmth. We're just putting on l'shem mitzvah. So if there's such a thing that is only considered ksuscha, it's only considered a beged, if it's worn for warmth or for protection from the elements, so then atalasim should also be potter. And the second reason that the Beis Yosef said, because if you put the tzitzis on the bottom of the beged, so you'll be tramping on them, you'll have to put new tzitzis every few weeks. So yes, Akashim, the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, tzitzis aksas, he also used to have his tzitzis used to reach the floor, and it seems that is not a p'tur. So these two, so now we have here Akasha, but the Beis Yosef asked, why are all these begodim potter? The reason that he gave the Darkei Moshe did not appreciate. So the Darkei Moshe gives his own reason, which we'll see now in the Ramosum, but we'll just explain. So the Darkei Moshe says, the oifen of Levishas tzitzis, or you should have two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in the back. Therefore, he says, if you have a beged, that the beged is that you have four corners, and we will say that this, but let's take away the collar of our coat, so we'll make it straight, and we'll have it, mamish, the beged has two corners here and two corners on the bottom. So the Daki Moshe says the reason, it's four corners, the reason that it's possible, the reason we don't wear tzitzis is because the Dalet Knofas of tzitzis have to be two in the front and two in the back. Here we have all four corners in the front. That was the Sveged, we had two over here and two on the bottom of the Beged. So he says, all four corners on the same side. That's why you put it from tzitzis. So now we'll understand the Rambam. Ago v'hu adin ad Rambam says marbushim shaglilis bnei Ashkenaz esfarad hoyu ve'ein kanfeyim asuyim shiyushnayim lifnei mishnayim achayim. With the four corners, you don't have two in front and two in the back, like we have in our Talesim Tanim, like we have in our Talesim Gdolim. So, Shnayim Lachim, Shnayim Lachim, Uchavonim, Zukin, Agitu, Ptulim. That means in our Talesim, that's all it has to be. You have to have the two corners in the back are opposite the two corners in the front. That's the four corners, what the Torah is. That's a beged and tzitzis has to be. But if you have a beged that you have all four corners in the front, that's a beged that's part of the tzitzis. So that's why if you have a jacket or a coat without a collar, and theoretically you have four corners, two in the front, two on top and two on the bottom, that's potter because you need two in the front and two in the back. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hoyu ve'ein, v'hinei Beis Yosef kosav, the Beis Yosef es hakasha, yesh l'dagdik v'mabushim shalonu, or begodim sheyesh lem shtei knofei samach l'tavo, the two corners near the neck, and these begodim didn't have collars, so there was mamish two corners by the neck. Ushtei knofei samuch la'oret, lama ein matilim ben tzitzis. So why don't we put tzitzis in these begodim? The tirutz of the kama tirutz, which we mentioned before, v'docha oisam adarkei Moshe. The Malkei Moshe that was not satisfied with his tirutz. V'amar hu tam la'minig. That the reason is the ma'acham, the mitzvah tzitzis hu lachatchila, the mitzvah tzitzis sheyachser shtayim lafono or shtayim la'achav, two tzitzis should be in front and two tzitzis should be in the back. U'marbushim shalonu and arba godim heim kol ha'arba knofes lafono. That means if you have this jacket that has the four corners in the front, the Evshel Albishim bin Yinacha ain Chayomim betzitzis. The Zel Masheh Kosav Hoyo vein Kanfeyim Asuyim. That's what the Gemara says. The corners are not made that it should be two in the front and two in the back, but you have all four in the front, and that's not the tzur of tzitzis. A person has to be misuliv. He has to be surrounded with tzitzis. Not all the tzitzis should be in front. Umalbush shekirim rok. Now, he says, now let's speak about, there's a malbush that was called, a type of a coat. Shemachuba lamailo chatiches beged mulubas. That means the case that he was speaking about, you had this jacket without a collar. The jacket without a collar, and the jacket was just was two corners on top and two corners on the bottom. So he said, that's no good, because you need the front and the back. So he says, now there was a malbush, there was a beged that there was, it did not end straight with two corners on the top. Now there was some sort of a cape that was attached to the top of the beged, and the cape draped over the shoulders a little bit, and yet here two corners. That means that the top of the beged ended with a cape that draped over the shoulders. So now I don't have four corners on the same side. I have two corners in the front. In the top of the Begid, I have this cape which drapes over the shoulders, and I have one corner on the right side, one corner on the left side. But this is also not what the Ramosa need. I have to have the four corners have to be one opposite the other. So by a talus and a talus cotton, we have two corners in the front, two corners in the back. Here, by this coat, we have two corners in the front, and in the back we have two corners from this cape, which are not opposite the two corners how the coat opens up. So that's what he says. It's a type of a coat. Shemakuba lemailo, on top of the coat, chatiches beged mulubas. That means it doesn't end with two corners on top. No, attached to it is a type of a cape. Umunach al kseifoy meyachiro, and this lies on his shoulders from the back, shekirin kolme, it's a type of a collar, poshe to the poto, sharei letzad maila ein lai knofis, that means the top of the bag, there's no corners whatsoever, ha-kanfoy sa-kolme, this is this cape that goes out in the back, ha-menochim lai ktsas mi-achirav, ve-ein ze kronois, These four corners, these two corners on top are not opposite the two corners in the front. That means the two corners in the front are in the middle. Here you have your two corners, and the two corners in the back are over his shoulders over here. So here you have one, two, which are on the side of his shoulders, and three, four, which is in the middle. So since they are not parallel or perpendicular one to the other, you need four corners, the front and back, and they should be mechuvan one connected the other. Smell, that's good. Because of the Magen Avraham says, Yan Shalochazu Refefes Bidei Hagoyne. He says, no, the kasha and the different types of the godim, the goinim, the rishonim has the kasha, and no one had the clarity why we don't make tzitzis. Leimotzu tam nochem, they didn't find a real good reason. Alkein yirei shamayim yasa keren achas agula. So if a person wants to be a yirei shamayim, so he should make sure that one of the corners should be round. So Mamela, that's how he avoided the problem. He says, in our days, Boysen habogodim shenogu michodosh lasoysan pasuach meachareyem. That means now he's speaking about the Prince Albert. The Prince Albert is a long beged, and this is problematic. Why is it problematic? Because this Prince Albert, you have your two corners in the front, you have a split in the back, which is mamish opposite these two corners, and the split goes up pretty high, so you have roiv pasuach, and these two corners in the back from the split are mamish opposite these two corners in the front. And the Darkei Moshe said, when are you chayv and tzitzis? If you have two corners in the front, two corners in the back, and one is opposite the other one, that's chayv and tzitzis. So this Prince Albert should be chayv and tzitzis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is ma'ira. This is a real problem, he says. ומוציא כמה פעמים שירו בי פסוח, ולפי דברי הדר, כמוי שחייבו בציציס, שרי שתי כנופי של האחוב, מוכוונוש כדי שני כנופי של אופונוב. The split in the back is mamish opposite the opening in the front, so here are four corners. Al כן, therefore, הרייצה ליפטר עצמוי, Mechuyev lasei shom al koponim keren achas the Eisen Arba Kampfes Agula. So you should make sure that one of the corners should be round, and you should round it off. The Sipota Bina Titsis, and then you'll be short Sipota from Titsis, Global Sip Test. That means you have maybe by the front you have another two corners, so you have six corners, so make three of the six corners round. So now the Gemara says the proper way tzitzis should be made. You have two in the front and two in the back. So you need two in the front and two in the back. So other people go, the kavanosim sheish neitzitzis lachareyim mamish al kaspeyim, and that's so you have two in the front and two in the back. Now let us just explain what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. Now artalesim, we have to understand artalesim are it's a broad talis, and then the two tzitzis in the front are not necessarily near the front, we'll see soon. They're perhaps on the side. That means we look at his body and the tzitzis are hanging on two sides. That's the front. Could be he'll fold it up a little bit, he'll be draping down his shoulders, but if he doesn't fold it up, he'll be on the side. He'll be on, you have your white talus and he'll be on the side. The two tzitzis in the back are zicha on the side. That means it's on the side. So it's not lefonov. So that means the beged of the talus ends over here. So you have two in the back. You have two in the front. And other people said, well, it should be lefonov. So lefonov means the two tzitzis should be here. The two tzitzis in the back should be lacha, the back of him. That means it should be not on his side, it should be in front. So how do you make sure that the tzitzis are on front of the back? So they go and fold up the talus on both sides. It gets very thin on both sides. So now the talus is like a thin scarf. And now it's here in the front. You have two in the front, two in the back. Mamish over here, it's like a scarf. And that's what he did. And now it's lefon of la'achov. So the Mishnah Berurah says he's making a terrible mistake. He says, the way you're wearing it now, that's called a beged. It's not covering anything. It's not covering your body. So that is not called lefon of la'achov. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now. Now let us see. Mizal lo shenim shech shekol yoleiza noshim. Other people make a mistake. Shemekaplim chelek ech mi'atalus mo'id. They fold up one side of the talus. At shenase dak. It's very thin. It doesn't cover his body. Emechase plal lakatzav. It's only around the neck. They fold it up very. Mekavanosim shishnei tzitzis lachareyem mamish al kaspeyem. So now you have two tzitzis mamish in the back. It's famish in the back of it. Veins him in a mufcha. Dimkein enka kisi guf or kisi reisha. It's not covering anything. It's only covering his head. The yoyse toil kiminik at galmim shayad mavsekes bachatzi hatalus. That means the talus could be spread. You don't have to fold up the talus, bunch up the talus. You have the talus is straight. And the hand divides the front and the back. So this side of on this side there's two tzitzis, on the other side there's two tzitzis. His hand separates the talus, and I say Ayad Mavsekas Pachtziya Talus Baifin Shemishnei Tzodim Yeh Echad Meyer Tzitzis Lefonav Echelek La'achav Tzodim Lefonav La'achav Nami Mikri Lefonav La'achav Lekach Dai Be'efsik Ayad. So it means it doesn't need mamish lefonov. It means that's what in front of him on his side. That's also called lefonov. And that's in back of him on his side. It's also called lachov. So that's the proper way to wear talus. Dinei chutei atzitzis, tzif alef. Achutim tzor shiyu tvuyim lishmon. The tzitzis have to be made, they have to be spun lishmon. Ago, v'yesh machmirim, and others hamachma, hafilu linafzon lishmon. That the nipot should also be lishmo. We'll say the explaining what the nipot is. V'aminig lohokul b'nipot. The meaning is we are makel by nipot. Now, let us just elaborate a little. I wanted to bring a sefer Ma'isi Oireg, which explains what nipot is, but let's try a little to explain. When the wool is cut off from the sheep, so there's, first of all, the wool is filthy. It's cut off once a year, the wool is filthy. There's a lot of different remnants of different particles stuck in the wool. The wool is very oily. The wool is clumped together. And a lot of processes have to be done in order that you should end up with a thread of wool. Now, Hanegei Alonu, first they wash it, and that's the Melechah Shabbos is called Melabim. They wash it. That takes out some of the psoilus which is mixed up in the wool. Then there's a process of nipots. Now, nipots, he brings down three pshotim of nipots, what nipots is called. The first pshat, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos in Masechta Shabbos, Hoyemake Oisom Bimako. So that means there used to be a large table with a lot of openings, and there were people with rods who were banging on the wool. And this banging on the wool helped separate the psoilus from the wool. That was the process of the banging, number one. And others held that, and then one of the accomplishments of this banging was also the wool was clumped together, and by banging on the kaseder, it started separating the fibers that they weren't so clumped together. This is the Shitas Rambam. The Shitas Rashi is, nipots is called, they separated by hand the clumps of wool, and they made it that it shouldn't be so clumped together. And the Shitas HaMeiri is, they combed the wool. And so that is called nipots. After the wool fibers were combed, then we have the next step of spinning. That means they had wool fibers, and the wool fibers together, there was a process of spinning that from the fibers, the spinning made from the fibers threads of wool. That's spinning. Now, that is the spinning process. So now, the Mechaber says that the spinning has to be made l'shei mitzvah tzitzis. And this is a din d'oraisa. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah says, G'dilim tasa l'cho, you should make it l'cho, for yourself. What means you should make the thread for yourself? So chazal darshan l'shem choivov, for your choiv, for your responsibility. You're responsible to make tzitzis, so when I start spinning the fiber to make threads, I should say, I'm doing this. Why am I doing this? L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. That has to be done l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And if you don't say it, and you spun it beautifully without saying it, so it's not kosher for tzitzis. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah if I thought and I didn't say, we'll talk about that too. So that is now. So now let us just say again the lashon of the Mechaber. Hachutim, the threads, tzorosh yish tevuyin lishmo, they have to be spun lishmo. If this from the fibers that make the threads, has to be spun lishmo. V'yesh machmirim afilu menafzon lishmo. And others say that you have to comb them out or separate them, or bang them, according to the Rambam, lishma, that also has to be done lishma. So this is the process before the spinning process. This is the combing process, the separating process, that we separate the fibers which are clumped together. We're separating them in small pieces of fiber, and then from this fiber we can make, well, we comb it out, we see to have fiber, which from this fiber we can spin thread. Baminig lahakel beniput, the minig is to be makel, that after we don't have niput, which was good. And now the Mechaber says, now what is the translation, Tvuyin Lishmo? Sheyoyma betchilas ativui, before he starts spinning the threads, he should say, Shoyisakem l'shem titzis, he's doing it l'shem titzis. Oy, or afilu, Sheyoyma le'isha tvili titzis l'talas, or he'll tell a woman, spin for me titzis, for a talis. She didn't say anything, but she's following his command. That means he tells her, spin for a talis, and she starts spinning. So we say her pu'ule is being done as a result of his command. So that's called also, it was spun lishma. Vim lo'yayu tvuyin lishma, but if it wasn't tvuyin lishma, psula. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. If a person finds chutei tzitzis b'shuk, afilu psukim u'shizurim psulim. Now, let us just explain for 1 minute. We're going to have further in this simen shizira. You need shizira lishma. Shizira means you take two threads, which we took from the fiber, we made threads. Now we take two threads and we twist them together. That is called shazel. They twisted the cable together. That's called shazel. And God, if you want to appreciate what the Rambam is saying like this, let's not go into the mechanics, but normally when you spin a thread from fibers, without making shazira, it will open up. And it will not become it will become fiber again. The thread will not remain. If you twist two threads together, for some reason we won't go into the mechanics, it will not open up. So the shazira ensures that the thread should not open up. Now, when a person wove a beged, he wasn't concerned that it might open up, because since the threads are very tight together, so that prevents them from opening up. But if a person wanted chutim for tzitzis, so he didn't have this insurance, it won't open up. So therefore, normally, besides the halacha, you need shazira by tzitzis. Normally, if you found chutim, which are shazos, a person thinks, these chutim mistameh were made for tzitzis, because the chutim which were made for weaving, they didn't twist them together. So now we'll appreciate what the Mishnah can say. Loshen Rambam, hamoytzi chuti tzitzis b'shuk, afilu psukim, they're cut, u'shizurim, and they're twisted together, psulim, the apostle. Why? So I should really think, if a person didn't make this for tzitzis, so why did he make it shizurim? So the Rambam says, the Torah inish lasis chutim kein tzitzis. Sometimes a person makes the twisted threads, even though he doesn't want to have tzitzis. V'im kein, shem aloi nasu l'shem tzitzis. V'amagid mishnah chayilik, the Magmisha says, please, if it's twisted, a person only twisted, he wants to make tzitzis like this. The plan of these threads were to use it for weaving. He wouldn't twist it. That's the yeah. The Gamba Kesef Mishnah custom. The Rambam Mitzuve Chosel Bayachet Kach Atkal Hashem Lemogen Avram Vagor Beviure Besmishinav Kosef the Din of Rambam Gemara Kosef Berishay. So this is a din. One finds chutim if he can assume that they're chutim for tzitzis. Tvuyim lishma. Vohu devar toira. This is halacha min ha-toira. Tzitzis dilim tasa l'cho l'shem choyvach. Now the Ramah says, others say you have to make the combing, the carding process, the separating process has to be also lishma. The Ramah says the minig is the madach siv tasa loch ainu mi. And the others say no, that the nipot also has to be lishma. But we're meikel the siv tasa loch. It's preferable to make tzitzis which are combed out lishma also. Now, how do you make lishma? Don't think of it. If you just thought I'm doing a lishma, I'm a similar base, it's a big shaila if you thought thinking is sufficient. So what do? You say, Betchila, v'daibosef, I said, I'm making these, I'm spinning threads, and I'm making it lishma. That's sufficient. I said it today. I'm spinning threads the whole week. I didn't say one word. If he started spinning, it is lishma, so I assume the whole thing is adas rishayin. But that's only if the same person spun the threads. If one person started spinning and the second one continues, that won't help. Hativui vimtova ma'at. If he started spinning the thread, va'acha kach oma, lady says, oh, I'm making it lishma, but the chelik of the thread already was spun, not lishma. Le'mahani l'mashe nitfaka. So that chelik that was already spun will not help. Svuki mesaklin emrin echir seifa al tcholose. I can say seifa that since later was lishma, it's also lishma. Bitchila gam kein choshev shei lishma. He thought it could be lishma, but he didn't say. Achshle yom ha-befeirish. Nirelid yesh v'tzadid lo'akob v'ze. The svek sveiko. It's a svek sveiko. And or kishe yeim al-isha rotzlemi bitchila satfiyo levad. He tells her before she starts spin these tzitzis lishma. Who adin im yishe ba'atmai mehre shei toiv l'shem tzitzis t'man yom t'tal, but she says, I'm spinning lishma. V'gam nemenes al kach she'amra filu. No one told her anything. And then after she brought the thread, the answer was a dull lishma. She says, yes. So she's emanet echa nami b'yisurim. But yeah. Ma'a she'ain came by with Galilim, if a goy spun the threads, mecher sheik lekotn, and they said, I did it lishmo, sheinem nemonim. Mumala teyavim, a person is a mumala teyavim. That means he's not a mumala haches. He doesn't bother to wear tzitzis. Shematriach lasis tzitzis the big day. Mutalit vois, he can spend it today. For himself, he's not so flum. But you tell him that he should do it lishmo. So, he'll do it. Even if he didn't tell him, he says, I'm telling you, I did it lishma. He does wear tzitzis. And I feel like telling him to do lishma doesn't mean anything.